Bass V.
Boom.
Boom goes the dynamite.
We back, goddammit.
We are back.
Deep V.
Deep V.
I'm Ski Ray.
I'm Mike.
We got Royce Acapo, you here?
Oh, I'm here.
Royce is always here.
That motherfucker's here. Yeah. MoreLikeRadio.com.
Yep.
Yeah, it's official.
It is.
We're doing the damn thing.
We're kind of famous.
I like it. Someone asked me for my autograph the other day.
What'd you say?
Actually, I'm lying. It was just the bank was asking me to sign the back of the check. Hey, Royce Acapo, go ahead and do us the honor and go ahead and drop that shit and give these white bitches something to dance uncoordinatedly to, and give these black bitches something to shake that ass to.
What are we drinking?
What are we drinking today? Bud Light Lime?
Bud Light Lime! The beer for the gays who don't like beer,
and
us.
Right.
We're right. You want me to pop one?
Yes, go for it.
Let's pop one first.
I actually really enjoy Bud Light Lime. Mm. In no way am I gay, though.
Right, well, that's debatable.
Okay.
And I also...
I mean, my sex life is my thing, you know what I mean? Like, that's my... thing.
Your niche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's for nobody else but me.
Right. It's your Will Forte.
Yes.
I like it.
Right. Bud Light Lime to me, though, was like a half black. Like, okay. if you're a racist,
yep.
The way to start off not being racist mm-hmm. is to have a half black friend.
Right. Yep. Do what you can do to get a half black friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, is there any liquor in Bud Light Lime? They taste delicious.
I think it's 97% water, which makes it 3% beer, right?
I feel like Bud Light Lime is honestly Sprite that a drunk person farted in. That's
right. It does. It tastes like, yeah. Yeah, I like it. I like that.
Yeah, it is a good starter beer. Like, yeah. Like, it's like when you tell your mom when you're like 12 that you wanted to play football.
Right.
Wouldn't let you.
No.
So you played flag until you were 17 years
absolutely.
Old.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Is it bad? I just recently stopped playing flag football.
Really?
That's true.
As a man?
As a man, a grown man.
How do you feel about that?
No, it was very competitive, unfortunately.
Extremely competitive. I feel like you have flag trophies.
I do have flag trophies.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Fuckhead.
I still have them, too.
Really?
Yeah, just in case.
People are going to fucking hear this.
Three or four.
I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what went on this week? What shows did we watch?
I know you watch Naked and Afraid because I fucking hate that show.
You know what? I actually want to touch on this because we talked about Naked and Afraid. Was it last episode or the first one?
I think the first one.
Okay.
It's a terrible show.
It's no, it's not.
It's so bad.
No, it's so interesting.
I hate it so much.
Here we go.
Okay.
Listen to this. So when I last talked about it, we were talking about how there had been no black people on Naked and Afraid.
Right. No minorities.
Right after the episode, I honestly want to say right the fuck after we recorded it, okay. I go home,
yep.
Watch the new episode,
right.
Boom, black man.
Black guy.
Blacks. African American.
We're talking about black, baby.
But what I want to bring it up for is because how do I say this? It bothers me the way that media portrays black people.
Okay.
Yeah. It does something to me because I feel like
how do they portray them?
They just go, when you have a black person on a show, I feel like they go out and find the most ignorant fucking jackass that they can find.
Right. Okay.
So in Naked and Afraid, like before they go off on their adventure and they strip butt asshole naked and go meet each other.
Right. Yeah.
They do like a bio where you say like, hi, my name is, you know, Rambo, and this is what I do, you know, as a profession, and this is why I would survive for
Rambo.
21 days.
Right. Okay, right. Rambo.
Black guy comes on.
Yep.
They ask him what he does for a living. Okay. You know what he says? What does
he do?
I'm a ninja.
a what?
Motherfucker, you're a what? So, he says his profession is a goddamn ninja.
Ninja.
I feel like that's some childhood shit. Like, when I was a kid, mm-hmm. you know what I wanted to be when I grew up?
What'd you want to be?
A dinosaur. It was extremely embarrassing to be black that day when that happened, though. Because then the producers ask him, so why do you think that you think you can survive on this island, you know, for 21 days naked and afraid?
Why?
And he has a long pause.
Okay.
He looks in the camera. This is the moment of silence in between. He goes, I'm a fucking ninja. That's why I can survive for 21 days. Hello.
Wait. But the real question, did he survive for 21 days?
He did. But it was just...
You know why?
Why?
He's a ninja.
It It was just the whole buildup that bothered me to say you're a fucking ninja. He might as well have gotten in front of the camera and said, I'm Batman.
Why do you talk so fucking low, by the way?
Do I have a deep voice or low voice?
No, like Batman in general.
Why does he talk like that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's an intimidation thing.
It sounds stupid.
No.
But now, that being said, it does. But like, if I said, I'm Batman, they'd be like, get the fuck out of here, you stupid asshole.
It's just an intimidation factor. I kind of get what the fuck he's doing. Kind of like my dad.
My dad's a scary man. Is what I'm getting at here.
Okay.
He's a scary black man.
He is.
A scary short black man.
He is.
A scary short black married man with a very good job from the suburbs.
He is. He is. You know what? I'm not scared of your dad.
Oh my god. What?
I'm just kidding. I'm scared.
Right. In all seriousness, Dad, I love you. You're scary.
You're scary.
I'll beat the shit out of you.
I'm so much taller than you.
What else went on this weekend? We did, remember what we did this weekend?
What did we do?
The garage sale.
Oh my god, we did.
That was the most ridiculous shit that I've ever seen in my life. It was a lifetime experience that I'll never, ever, ever forget. This is what I saw at your garage sale.
What did you say?
I saw someone buy a typewriter.
Yep.
A Doogie Howser episode.
That's true.
Used erasers.
Okay.
Condom wrappers.
The wrapper?
Just the wrapper. Like, how much for this open condom wrapper?
Why was I selling condom wrappers?
I don't know. I also saw someone buy an empty tuna can.
Okay.
And then someone asked, how much was I?
That's true. They did.
It was extremely racist. Clearly they're from Ferguson, Missouri.
We're Brandon's the cop.
Yeah. Brandon.
You're welcome.
Yeah. What else did we do this weekend?
Your washer and dryer broke. Just the washer.
So, did you go to a laundromat?
I did.
Fantastic. I have a question.
Speaking of minorities.
Uh-huh. How unsuccessful and Mexican did you feel at the laundromat?
So much.
I feel like the same people that go to the laundromat are the same people that end up on Cops and watch a lot of Judge Judy.
Yes. There's no question. I wish you would have seen the type of women that were in there. There was no men.
What kind of woman?
They were short. Mm-hmm. They had that weird, like, old lady Mexican body.
But they caught your eye, though.
I mean, I looked at every one of them.
Oh,
yeah.
And you know what? Old Mexican lady, like, no, we need more lemon pledge.
The lemon pledge.
Mr. Peters, no here.
Mr. Peters.
Doggy afuera. No doggy afuera.
I think he slowly changes into Cartman.
Yeah. No.
It's a little bit.
Afuera. That's... kicking the dog outside?
Is it?
Afuera! It was Michael Jackson's birthday, too. We also passed
it. It was. Yeah.
I was a big MJ fan growing up.
He was good. Yeah, I liked him. I wasn't like a huge fan or anything.
I want to say I can sing like him.
I've heard you sing. Please don't sing.
In honor of Michael Jackson's birthday, I should sing.
Are you going to sing?
No.
thank God.
No, you know what? I think I should actually sing.
Is it Britney Spears' birthday?
I don't know, but she is not in the same category as Michael Jackson.
Yeah, she's above, right?
You want to sing Britney Spears?
I don't, but I want you to sing. I don't want you to sing.
Michael Jackson.
I don't want you to sing. Please, are you going to sing?
And they say, why? Why? Tell them that is human nature looking out across my window.
I hate every moment of it.
Sweet seducing sounds.
This is so bad.
If this life,
I have the weirdest boner right now.
It's just an apple. Let me take a bite. Did that sound like it?
A little bit, actually.
Were you impressed?
A little bit. Now, does that say anything more like about Michael Jackson or Britney
Spears? No. I sang though because did you hear like how soft like I was singing like my voice?
Very softly. Yeah.
How soft is Michael Jackson's voice?
It's soft.
I want to say he's the sweetest daughter a mother could ask for. I'm pretty sure he pees sitting down.
There's no question.
Past tense, excuse me. Peed. R.I.P. MJ.
Maybe, I don't know.
Is he alive?
I've seen some of those Inquiry movies.
Really?
Or magazines.
Uh-huh. Do you think he's alive?
No, I don't think he's alive. He's very dead.
Another person.
Yep.
Michael Sam got cut from the St. Louis Rams.
The gay individual.
Yes, the gay football player.
Gay people are so gay.
They are gay. You know what I mean? I don't like how they get offended when someone calls them gay.
Right.
Because that's no different than saying, I'm black. I'm white.
Yep.
Be what the fuck you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're gay.
But he's also black.
He is black. A black gay.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying like, you know.
Right.
The separate
mm-hmm.
sections.
Right.
of race.
I also understand that Michael Sam had a full access summer pass to Never Never Land with Michael Jackson. I'm kidding. I'm not homophobic or anything.
Right.
Just jokes.
Yeah.
Right.
But he does not like gays.
Did you see his shoe endorsement he had for his cleats?
No.
Jimmy Choo's. That's a woman high heel.
It's a high heel. It's got one cleat in the back.
Right. Oh my god. I also heard that he uses Nair on his butthole for a smooth landing. What else is going on in the world?
I don't know.
Black people?
Are they mad?
They're mad.
They're always mad.
Always mad. You know what?
What?
Shit, I'm black.
Are you?
I'm mad.
I don't see race.
You don't see race?
No.
No color.
You just see you're just a very tan individual.
Am I see-through?
No.
Next time someone asks me what color I'm going to say, Ziploc.
They're clear.
Have no color. But I am mad as a black today, though.
Okay.
I'm still unemployed.
Well, okay.
I'm mad because people don't understand how being unemployed impacts you, like my hygiene.
Okay.
Yesterday,
You seem put together right now.
I smell good.
You do.
I'm really close to you.
You are, and I like it.
Nice. It impacts my hygiene to the point to where yesterday I didn't brush my teeth till 4 p.m.
God damn it, Paul.
Right.
Wait, what time did you wake up, though? Sometimes, I mean, if you sleep in...
You know what? I'm not going to sugarcoat this at all. I was up the entire day. I went places. I spoke with people.
Closely.
I made deals. I said lots of H's.
Did you?
Lots of
That's the back of the throat. That's the worst part.
Yeah. They got they got my breakfast from 2 days ago. That's what they got.
Wait, did you not brush your teeth for 2 days?
No, I'm saying that's the breath. That
okay,
they got.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like to complete the stereotype, though, of while I'm unemployed.
Right.
I need to release a rap mixtape. That's the black niggas do that don't work. They'll be like, hey, so what do you do? Oh, shit, I'm trying to get a deal. I'm rapping, cuz.
Freelance rapper.
Black people, am I right?
I also feel like, though, not just me, though, but like all black people are always grumpy about something.
They're not happy sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes.
I'm saying sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes is a compliment. I feel like they wake up and read the newspaper to highlight things that they're grumpy about. Like, you know what? I want to rehash this with lots of other black grumpy people.
Like, the teacher was like, hey, do your homework and highlight. That's it?
Speaking of that type of black person,
okay.
My dad, he's that black afro, black power fist afro.
Is he?
Yeah, absolutely.
I never noticed.
So pro-black.
Okay.
That's not a bad thing.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I am very proud of my half-blackness.
Sure. Right.
That's where I got the ability to shoot a basketball.
Right. You are good at basketball.
That's where 8 and Change came from.
That's probably where that
absolutely. Started. So yeah. There's lots of benefits to being black.
Right.
Just so everybody understands my dad and how black he is, he's that carry lotion wearing nigger. Okay. And just so people understand, because I know we have a lot of non-ethnic listeners.
Right.
Carry lotion is the niggeriest lotion that you could possibly wear, where he's just slimy and slippery type of shit. Like, if carry lotion had an... It's so black. If Carrie Lotion had an endorsement or like a spokesperson, Harriet Tubman. My dad's my hero.
Yeah.
No, he's not. You know who my hero is?
Who?
Deion Sanders. If he can run as fast as Deion Sanders, then he'll be my hero.
I get what you're saying.
Right.
He's very fast.
Yeah. But he is, he can find race in anything.
Okay.
Like Tiger Woods as an example.
Right.
Have you noticed Tiger Woods' game has slightly declined?
He's declined a little bit.
He's awful now.
He's so bad. He drives me crazy.
He's the fucking worst.
He is so bad. I hate him so much. But I still go for him every time.
All right. Actually, you know what? Tiger Woods being awful at golf is basically equivalent to like...
Eminem being bad at rap now?
That's a good one, but yeah. I was going to say Obama calling in with the sniffles for 3 days in a row as the president. He's letting down an entire race of people. You can't have an entire race of people depending on you, and you just suck.
So bad.
That's what he's doing.
Right.
So many white people around the world are looking at ESPN going,
told you. Sucks. It is for the whites.
but in Tiger's demise, have you noticed him trying to like latch on to Rory's fucking rise?
Right. Yeah.
Rory McIlroy.
Rory McIlroy.
What did I call him?
McElroy.
McMuffin.
McElroy. Sounds like, I don't know, Scooby-Doo's best friend.
Yeah.
I've heard it both ways.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Agree to disagree.
Nice.
But yeah. But in him latching on to Rory's fucking rise.
Right. Like his 5'3" frame. Yeah.
Right. They're doing commercials all of a sudden together, and they're best of friends.
Best friends.
Tiger literally had no friends at all. Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden he's poking Rory on Facebook.
You know why?
Why?
Rory's number one.
That's how out of touch Tiger is, though. He's poking someone on Facebook. Like, Tiger, nobody pokes anymore. That's so...
Is there a thing? A poke still?
Right.
Is there a poke?
Apparently.
I poked recently.
I'm going to poke so hard
you
now.
You poked.
I poked. I'm going to poke so hard.
But it was one series. This is what made me come to this conclusion. Or I was actually going to have this conversation. I'm getting into something with my dad.
Okay.
I saw Tiger and Rory paired up one tournament.
Okay.
They're walking down the fairway, and Tiger and Rory are like pushing each other playfully back and forth, right. like a Dawson's Creek, you know, intro type of thing.
Right. Like a newlywed gay couple.
Yes. Perfect. It was extremely playful.
Right.
And so I'm looking and I'm saying, wow, like Tiger has a genuine friend.
Right.
So I call my dad. And I'm like, Dad, do you see this? Look at Tiger has a friend. He's walking down the fairway, actually talking, communicating with someone.
Right.
Walking down the fairway.
This sounds like you're excited.
I was excited. Okay, I was happy for Tiger.
You're happy for Tiger. I want a best friend.
Yeah. And so my dad says, yeah, that's what they want you to think. He's not really Rory's friend. And I was like, what are you saying? And he says, he's just trying to take Tiger's spot and fuck him in the ass. And I was like, I don't know, Dad. The friendship looks pretty genuine. And he goes, that's what the white man wants you to think. We thought about doing a segment. We should do it.
What do you want to do?
You want to do it?
You want to do the black guy voice?
Yes.
All right.
We're going to do a segment called Name That Black Guy. Because if there's anyone who have distinguished voices... It's black guys.
Black men.
Right. We should just go back and forth kind of thing.
That's fine.
I'm going to do...
I want you to go first.
You want to do the first one?
Yeah, you go first.
All right, let me think.
Okay, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take it. Take it, Jake. Take the money. It's yours. It's in the wall. Get him in the safe, Jake. You know who that is?
It sounds like... Now, I could be 100% wrong.
Uh-huh.
Forrest Whitaker.
Boom.
Forrest Whitaker. Nice.
Yeah, right. Nice. It's so good.
Yes.
Lazy eye, Forrest Whitaker.
Right.
His eye is so wonky.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I actually had eye surgery because I kind of had a situation when I was a kid.
Okay. I remember he told me that it just looked places.
Yeah, I had to get laser surgery to get my eye stitched straight because, like, I'd be looking at you right now.
Right. We're right next to each other.
Right. And then one eye would be kind of doing its own thing. Like,
okay.
Not a lazy eye, but like...
A dog's tail.
No, one eye was just extremely independent, like a single working mother raising two jobs. That was my eyeball.
Your eyeball listens to Beyonce Single Ladies.
Yes.
24/7.
All my ladies independent.
Throw your hands up at me.
Right. So. Let's do another voice. Do you have one?
I do have another voice.
Okay, let's pull it
up. Okay, my voice. You ready?
Let's do it.
Now, let me just say, mine's kind of a black dude, but not really a black dude.
Okay, so.
Okay, you ready?
So he's Wayne Brady.
Worse.
Okay, go.
I'm just a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Oh, fucking yes. Robert Downey.
There you go.
Damn.
That was incredible. Ass.
You're welcome.
I don't know how I'm gonna. I don't want to follow that. You can't follow that.
It's followable.
You can't follow a dude disguised as a dude playing another dude. That is the dude of all dudes.
Dude.
Let me try. All right,
I'm ready.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
Riggs. Riggs. I'm too old for this shit.
True story. I was going to do this exact one. Danny Glover.
Boom.
It's a true story. I was going to.
I like that. We think alike.
We do. Yeah, we're very gay.
Let's do another voice.
Okay. I only got one more. Okay. I'm going to let you go again.
Uh-huh.
Maybe again.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to go to the end because I think mine is amazing.
Okay.
Okay.
I just thought of one.
Okay.
I'm tired of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane. Yes, this is how I talk. Ain't you seen my movies?
True story. Samuel Jackson's first words was, motherfucker.
I got another one. I don't know if this one is valid because it's a drawing of a black person.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Quagmire. Where's Peter?
No.
Cleveland Brown.
Cleveland Brown from Family Guy.
From Family Guy.
Right, okay. Do you have one?
I have one more, and it is amazing. Okay.
Boom.
You ready?
Go.
Pretend I'm reading Harry Potter.
Okay.
The? Red.
I know where you're getting at. What am I getting at?
Floyd Mayweather Jr. Who would have thought someone so rich was so fucking dumb?
And doesn't know how to read.
Can't read. He bought a Ferrari or a Mercedes, and you know what he calls it?
What?
Mercedes. Oh my god! But you know, I like Floyd.
Me too. Yeah,
no,
me
I know
too.
He's
right.
Fucking,
even though he can't read,
yeah, I don't like him.
Yeah,
reading's dumb.
It is.
I watch DVDs.
That's the faster reading.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
reading is for people who, I don't know,
can't afford DVDs.
Right. I'm more black than some might think, though.
Are you?
Oh, so black.
Like, okay, right now you're not very black.
You don't think so?
No.
Listen to me. Just the other day, yep, I preemptively bought hot sauce in anticipation of running out of hot sauce. Like,
just in case.
There cannot be a day where I'm out of hot sauce.
You know what? I have a half a bottle left.
Right.
I better buy three more.
I'm so black. And you know another thing that makes me really black?
What makes you black?
I just recently finished making payments on my couch.
Okay.
24 of them.
Rent-A-Center.
2 years later, I'm proud to say I am now officially the owner of a raggedy-ass wobbly couch.
We shag carpeting at the bottom.
It comes with a disco ball. Oh, man. I like, you know what I like?
What do you like?
Black movies.
They're my favorite.
I love black movies. And by favorite black movie, I mean terrible production.
Right.
An all rap soundtrack.
Okay.
Bad acting.
Of course.
Heavy BET marketing.
Yep.
Mine, without a doubt, if I had to say one, is probably Baby Boy.
Baby Boy?
I love Baby Boy.
Baby Boy's a good one.
Yeah.
It is a good one.
There's a character in Baby Boy, Omar Gooding.
Of course.
He talks to Tyrese Gibson's character.
Yep. The only one I paid attention to.
I'm going to go ahead and just give people a little snippet if you haven't seen it, because I imagine there may be some people.
Probably five people that have seen it that are listening to this.
I love Baby Boy.
Baby Boy.
All right. It's not a comedy, but I find comedy in it. Right?
Okay.
So Omar and Tyrese's character, yep, are like, you know, they try and, you know, rob people and that type of thing, and that's like their life.
That's their thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And so Omar Gooding's character comes to the conclusion that he doesn't want to live that life anymore.
Right.
So now I'm going to cut into scene.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm tired of being a robber, JoJo. I don't want to get up to the pearly gates of God and he'd be like, turn your black ass around, nigga. Because God would say that, right?
Right, right. Yeah, but he's allowed to because he's over 13%. Right. And he has so many more than 12 black friends.
So that could be, yeah, yeah. Do you have a favorite black movie?
Besides every Tyler Perry movie.
Yeah.
Pootie Tang, obviously.
Pootie Tang.
You know, that's my name on
Pootie Tang.
Mike Pootie Tang.
Yeah, growing up, I don't know how you got the nickname, but you are the official Pootie.
I know. I don't know how either.
Yeah.
Sadate, you know?
What a time, my Damien. You know what we should do, though?
What?
Let's take a quick break.
Yep.
Cocaine.
So, Mitch, I'm interested in the King Kong Coletta dong because it's just big enough for me. How can I save money on it, though?
Well, Marie, if you use promo code DEAL48, you'll get the King Kong Coletta dong for 50% off.
Wait, is the King Kong Coletta dong 48 inches, or is that my promo code?
That is your promo code and the girth. So you're getting the best of both worlds.
That's how I like it. Now, do I get anything else special with my King Kong Coletta dong?
Yes, on top of your 50% off, you're also going to get 3 free DVDs and a free gift.
Ooh, but if only it came with free shipping.
Actually, Marie, it does.
Oh,
your King Kong Coletta dong will be at your door for free shipping.
Oh, I can't wait to try my King Kong Coletta dong.
I have one myself, and I love it.
Thanks for the vote of confidence, Mitch. Deal 48.
So we should bring back a segment that was really popular from...
Fan favorite.
Yeah. We got lots of emails.
Yep.
Latex combos.
Condom talk.
Yep. Dick segment. But bitches and pussy too.
Right, right. But mostly penis.
Dick. How's the sex life?
It's good.
I mean, we count a lot.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, it's at least bare minimum every other day.
How long have you been married?
13 years. Well, I've been married for 6 months.
You've been married
but we've months. Been together for 13 years. 13 and a half years?
She's listening. Get that shit right.
Yeah.
It's 13 and 15 months.
Yeah. Did the sexual activity go up when you got married, though?
No, it was the same. Right. I think my number is just so high.
Really?
Yeah, well, I have a single digit number for
Give me a number of how many times you think you had sex in a week this past week.
Three times.
Three times?
Yep.
Three times in 7 days.
I mean, three times, like, in three different settings. Not, like, three total
Jesus
times.
Christ.
Like, I'll go 6 or 7 times total.
Sounds like a...
I wish you'd see how ugly Paul's face is right now.
Hear this O face? In 7 days is what I'm saying. In the past 7 days.
7 days. How many total times I finished?
You had sex, correct.
Okay, I finished, yeah, because if she finishes, she doesn't finish the time, it's her fault.
Yeah, yeah.
Masturbation.
Right. Masturbation, okay. Nine?
Nine?
Yeah.
Nine. With her?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Big ups to her.
Yeah,
she is a goddamn.
Right. It's good for her, right?
Congratulations.
She's sitting next to me. So.
I mean, the fact that you have that is that thing is good.
Yeah,
that's
it
so
is,
good.
It is.
When you pounded my fist, it felt like the Ring of Mordor.
It did.
Like
it did.
My
right.
It's like numb. Now.
Right. We touch penis tips.
Yeah. Because my understanding is when you get married, you know, married couples have sex every Olympics.
Right. I heard it declined. That's one every 4 years.
Well, at least one of us is having a good sex life because mine is extremely moist. Lots of lotion. Yeah. I guess the silver lining of that, though, is that my dick couldn't be more smooth.
You do have a very smooth penis.
My dick skin is so smooth.
It looks like a luge down one of those Olympics. What is this? Bobsled.
Your dick's so expensive.
Yeah.
Jamaican bobsled team, yeah. Obviously.
Yep. I was going to go there. What about, how about dirty talk?
I know.
No, I'm not
into that. That's not my thing.
How about, me neither. But what about the chick talking to you? Do you like when a chick talks dirty?
Yeah, sure. But like at the same time, like if she says much, honestly, I'm like,
right.
If she moans
right.
or grunts,
oh
you know, I don't want to say grunt because that just sounds like I'm having sex with a dude, like Michael Sam.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say squeak.
That's okay in some settings.
It is if it's dark or something. You know what I mean?
There's I was referring to man sex.
Pretty. That's what I'm saying.
I do the same thing. Like if a chick is good at talking dirty,
yeah.
it takes it to a whole nother level
sure.
where I'm finishing quick.
So fast.
Gone in 60 seconds. I'm Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage is like, I'm going to drive you, Eleanor, so hard.
I said that I don't dirty talk, though.
No.
Do you?
No.
I'm so bad.
I would be terrible.
How bad are you?
I couldn't even imagine. I'd be like, do you like what my penis feels like in your vagina?
I'm probably the worst dirty talker in history.
He's not good.
Not at all. You know.
I do.
I was gonna say,
it was
he's
dark.
No good.
It was dark and he was pretty. So.
Bodies were just touching bodies.
We were just rubbing.
Right.
Cuddling. I was the big spoon. I was the big spoon. Remember.
I'm just always caught off guard.
Okay.
Yeah, like, yeah, I just never know what to say. Like, she'll tell me she wants me in her, and I'll say, like, shit, like, yeah, I'm gonna do sex to you so good.
I'm sexing you so hard.
Oh, I'm gonna do sex. I'm gonna thrust you and make you grunt. That's what I'll say.
You do say grunt, too.
Yeah, I'll say, I'm gonna sever your pelvic bone, you dirty bitch.
We're gonna make coitus so hard.
Oh my god. Do you remember your first time?
I do. Now, this is a true story.
Let's hear
okay,
it.
Okay, another story.
I'm excited.
My first time, I literally used just a dip.
Just the tip?
Just the tip.
Wait a minute. You only used your tip or you used the line just the tip?
Well, okay. Here, little do you know,
uh-huh.
just the tip is my entire penis.
Okay.
At least back then.
Okay.
So you
have a pencil eraser.
Right. You've seen it.
Yep.
Okay. So.
I felt it.
He did. I was the big spoon.
With my hair. No, I did.
He did know. But no. Sore throat for weeks.
So. God damn it. Okay, go ahead. So,
I actually said, hey, just a tip. Uh-huh. Come on. And she was like, all right, fine.
Uh-huh.
2 seconds.
Yep.
Not even longer. I promise you it was 2 seconds.
You came in 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
Wait a minute.
Vagina touch.
Uh-huh.
Done.
Inside?
Yeah.
Nice.
First time.
Inside?
I did. So you did. On accident. I was so scared.
I did.
I was so scared. I was so young.
Oh, you were shooting blanks, though.
I hope so. Right. I hope so.
Right. You were.
Yeah, probably.
We had blanks.
Yeah. Guys have blanks.
Right.
Ghost loads.
My first time was bad, too.
Was it?
It was the worst.
See, mine was good.
Just because I can only talk about it now because I've come so far. You know what I mean? It feels good to reflect back like, damn, you sucked. My first time, I was in eighth grade going into freshman year of high school.
That was mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome. And the chick was in seventh grade going into eighth grade. So her mother couldn't have been more proud.
Rape.
I was in eighth grade, though. But I remember I was so nervous. All I could think about was... Was going for a long time.
Right.
Because guys lie on their dicks since they turned like 8 years old.
Right.
All we talked about in middle school
was
getting bitches.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody was getting bitches in middle school.
Touching boobies.
You know what you were getting in middle school?
What?
Slushies. Fucking Lunchables. But you're not getting bitches.
And you get a boner so fast opening the Lunchable too hard or something.
Right.
That's what I did.
So my first time, I go over to this chick's house.
Yep.
I ride my Powerlite P28 over there.
Oh. It's such a nice bike.
It was so nice.
So nice.
Right. That was the Mercedes of bikes.
It was chromey.
Mercedes.
Yeah.
Right.
Mercedes.
Mercedes. You know what? I actually, I asked Floyd to be on the show.
He said he didn't get the letter.
Probably. I text him and he haven't been back. I rode my bike over to the chick's house to make sex so good.
Sexin'.
Right. And so we get into the house. She pulls me into the back room like she's a professional at this. Like,
oh, okay. See, I heard it wrong. You said pulled me into the back room. I thought she said that was her vagina name.
Mm.
The back room.
No. That's a good one.
It is.
The back room.
The back room. Go to the back room.
I want
to
know what's back there.
Me too.
Right.
Probably a casting couch.
She pulls me to the back room.
Okay.
I'm frightened.
Yep.
I'm just in eighth grade.
Okay.
She's a complete whore at this point. She knows exactly what she's doing.
Right.
Throws me on the bed.
How old is she?
If I was in eighth grade going, she had to have been 11.
She was a pro?
She was so pro.
Oh my God. Okay. All right.
The 11 pro. She pulls me to the back room, throws me on the bed,
okay.
Gets on top of me.
Yep.
All I can think about is how long I go for.
Yep.
I look at the clock before I start.
Okay.
What summertime, it says 4:22.
All right.
What do you think the clock said? Right. What do you think the clock said when I was done?
4:25.
Thank you, co-host, partner, best friend, because the clock said 4:22.
So you were about two pumps.
Hear me out, though. They say that time flies when you're having fun.
That's true.
I had so much fun.
It was also fast fun.
Fast fun.
Fast food fun. You know, you have asked me some questions. I want to ask you one question.
Ask away.
Have you ever walked in on your parents? Smeeshin?
Walked in on my parents having sex?
Yeah, that's smeeshin.
Okay. I did. I was probably... Yeah. I was probably, I don't know. 16 or so.
That is just so terrible. That's stuck with your head right now.
I felt because I felt weird when I walked in.
I would imagine. You know what? Before you tell the story, I'm gonna crack open another. I feel like I need another beer.
Okay,
after hearing this story. Okay,
let me do the same.
Yep. Awesome.
Boom.
Shakalaka.
But when I walked in, I did feel weird because I was 16.
I would imagine you do feel weird,
right? I felt how do I put this? Extremely overdressed.
So gross.
No, it's not gross. It's appropriate because it was at that.
It's not gross. It's appropriate.
I was 16 years old. I was able to drive. So. That's okay.
My dad was pile driving the shit out of my mom.
Oh my God!
It was at that moment, though, in all seriousness, when I walked in.
Yeah.
And so I'm pile driving my mom.
Right.
I was like, I want to be just like my dad when I grow up.
Really? I feel like I want to stab my eyes out. With an ice pick.
No, that was so gross.
So gross.
So tell me, what's the weirdest place you've ever had sex?
I don't know if I've ever done it anywhere weird as it's been. How do I? I did
in
it
in a big gold cup.
Okay, in my grandma's kitchen on the tile floor.
That's the worst. I can do it.
No. Let me just tell the story now.
Okay.
Disclaimer.
Yep.
Grandparents weren't home. I had this crazy looking chick over. She was so crazy. Like, clearly I had like 11 fucking Jack and Cokes.
Okay.
Yeah, but she was extremely playful, so that always works out.
That helps.
We were like in the room, in my room, kind of like watching TV, touching each other, whatever.
Right.
She said she had to go get something to drink. So since we were in my grandma's house,
right,
alone, I was like, go ahead. So she goes, and like, I don't know, I want to say 5 minutes goes by.
That's a long time when you're a horny little kid.
So long. Especially when she's naked in your grandparents' house. She walked out of the room naked.
That's ballsy.
Yeah, so ballsy. She was very comfortable.
Did she have balls?
No.
Okay, good.
Not that I remember. Right.
She had balls. 11 Jack and Coke. So.
Right. Yeah. So I go look for her.
Okay.
Okay. And as I go out there, I'm about to turn into the kitchen, and she's in the kitchen.
Okay.
On the ground.
Right.
On her back.
Yep.
Butt asshole naked.
Okay.
Legs spread from here.
Okay.
Arizona.
Very unsanitary.
To New Hampshire.
Hold on. How long do you think she was laying there?
Right.
Before, like, you know what? I'm going to get this prepared just in case he comes looking for me.
It was incredible that she was already in the fucking position. Like, let's do this. I knew you were coming.
I'm ready.
It kind of sucked at the same time as much as it was awesome.
Right. Why?
Because I really wanted a go-gurt, and she was blocking the way to the kitchen. You ever, get completely naked, like when you have sex?
I almost always do. I mean, I feel like I'm fit enough to take my, you know, my
you're proud of
off.
That thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so opposite. I keep my shirt on every time. I have way too much jelly for this toast.
So you're like that weird guy that keeps his shirt on at Kiwanis Park? That's a water park.
Yep. I am that guy.
Awesome.
Keeping my shirt on is just probably what's best for all parties involved.
Okay.
What's your, how about signature move? Do you have like a, you remember Goldberg from WWF?
Yeah.
Or was it WCW?
I don't know. It was W something.
Okay. Well, all like wrestlers had signature moves.
Sure. Yeah,
do
yeah.
you have a sexual signature move?
I'm not a weird white person. Yeah.
I don't really have like a signature move either. I just kind of do what the job requires me
right,
to do.
Right, right.
I do what's necessary to get the job done.
She says poke here, I poke there.
Right, right. It says push, I push. It says pull, I pull. Right.
Sometimes that makes it up a little. Just
right, right,
her
right.
Off.
I do like flexible chicks, though.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Even if they're not flexible, actually, you know what?
What?
It's their fucking problem. I don't care. Pushing the ankles back to the ankle.
I'm going to stretch your hamstring. Yeah.
The ankles are going
so hard.
Back to the earlobes. Deal with it.
You're getting a Sam Bradford ACL. Quick.
He tore his ACL.
He tore it so hard. Again. Beer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bud Light Lime.
Bud Light Lime, baby.
Shout out Bud Light Lime. Beginner's beer.
Yeah.
Still good though.
It is.
Yeah. I do like the legs all the way back though, because I like to go deep into the pussy.
Right.
Like Indian in the cupboard, like
so deep.
So deep. I'm going Indian in the cupboard pussy. I'm looking for the Indian.
He's going straight in Narnia.
Oh, that was inappropriate, but I liked it.
I did too.
It's so true.
It is true.
That was 100% factual segment.
It's true. It is true.
Anything weird happened sexually, though, like during sex?
During sex?
Yeah.
One time, I farted.
Really?
It smelled so fucking bad.
Oh my God.
And I just kept looking at her face like, do you not smell this? Like, while you're like sweating. You
continue
know I mean?
To give her the pump.
Absolutely. I just kept going like pretending like the dog probably snuck in.
Give me some sex sounds that you're making as you're doing this. That sounds awful.
That is not what I was doing. You know what? Don't even worry about that.
Okay, we'll skip that.
But literally, I'm proud of myself for doing it because I literally, the only thing I can concentrate on was, did I just poop in the bed while we were smushing, touching genitals?
Did you just poop?
It smelled so bad. And she was a trooper. She was just like, cool, I don't smell anything. You're awesome.
She was basking in love.
Yeah, and it felt like the Sahara at the time, so okay. I see why now.
All right. You know? I don't know. I did have something kind of strange happen.
Did you?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's strange to me.
Okay.
I think it's probably common in, like, the white community.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Caucasians?
Yes.
You know what? Cocaine is white, uh-huh. And Caucasians are white.
Caucasians.
You're welcome.
That's what they're called now.
Yeah. Absolutely. I get it.
Yeah, yeah. I had a chick though. She did it.
She succeeded.
She was successful. She stuck her finger up my butthole.
Oh my gosh. The Kraken would be so excited right now.
Where is it?
It was completely uncalled for.
Right.
She didn't send me, like, she didn't ask.
Right.
She didn't send me a text message.
Nope.
An email.
Uh-huh.
A letter.
Nobody
an
does.
An evite.
Okay.
Nothing.
That's the new thing.
Just rammed it up there.
Amelia Earhart style. She was lost.
I mean, she had a French manicure, acrylic nails. Oh. She severed my asshole.
Oh my god.
She was Edward Scissorhands.
Jesus Christ.
Johnny Depp. I also had a chick ask me to choke her once.
Choke? Like choke? Like,
did you do
like,
it?
Paul.
I'm hot right now.
I have
literally
black.
And figuratively.
I have black in me. Absolutely not did I fucking choke her.
Uh-oh.
Because if
she
there's any,
rape.
If there's anything that the OJ trial taught me.
Yep. Don't do that.
But don't choke white bitches.
You know what? OJ was innocent, remember?
Was he?
Technically. Yes. I guess, yeah.
Oh my god. I guess that's enough with the latex convo segment.
Yeah.
Let's make a rough, hard right turn transition into poop.
Let's talk about poop, baby.
McDookie. Doo-doo. Kaka.
All of our 5-year-old listeners are going to be so excited.
My sister, when she was a baby, she would say, boonky.
Boonky?
Boonky.
Ooh, boonky.
No, there was nothing sexual about it, Paul. It was boonky.
Oh,
okay, you fucking...
It's gross. Sexual. It's gross, Paul. Fucking weird ass.
Right? What do you feel about pooping in public, though?
I encourage it.
You encourage pooping in public?
I do. You know, okay, I like to be as loud as I can.
Uh-huh.
I want to make everybody know, like... There's a man in this goddamn store.
I am so opposite. I can't do it in public.
I know.
It's the worst. I was what was the guy in American Pie?
Jason Biggs.
No. The guy that went home to poop.
Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember his name. I know who you're talking about, though.
Finch. Paul Finch.
Yep.
I was Paul Finch. I would go home.
Yep.
I still will.
I know. You were at my house. You left to go to the bathroom.
Hey, I had to go.
We don't live that close.
I just can't do it because what if they hear me?
Okay.
Like, in public is what I'm referring to.
Yeah.
What if they can't see, like, what if they can see my shoes?
Okay.
And then, like, I walk out of the bathroom and they're like, look at that guy with the shoes. He was pooping
so
hard.
He just pooped.
Right. Do you borrow your toilet paper that already folded?
Oh, you know, I'm like a messy fold. Uh-huh. Like I just, like, gelled my hair and, like, made it messy on purpose. You know what I mean?
LA looks.
Paul's wearing Axe right now.
Axe! I don't wear that shit.
Right.
I use Axe hair.
There you go. His hair is so messy on purpose.
I don't really have a stance on ball the toilet paper.
Okay,
or fold
so
it.
You just go with the flow.
No, well, my thing is I'm not a toilet paper fan.
I mean, three seashell kind of guy.
That sounds weird. I don't like wipe my ass with my hand or anything like that. I just like, I don't know what to tell you. I don't like toilet paper. I don't like shit wiggle and get up or anything like that. I like to use other things.
Like a bidet?
No, like paper towels.
Okay.
Because
you go straight for the sandpaper.
Absolutely.
I want my butt scratch.
They have more ribs, so like it gets better traction.
It does. Bronny.
So much traction.
Bronny makes a great toilet paper.
I trust anything that can clean grease off of my stove.
Okay.
With my butthole.
You're using shop wipes.
Yes.
On your butt.
You ever wiped your ass so good that you get like that eye twitch and you rip an ass hair out?
Yeah, and your leg starts going like a dog?
Right.
Right.
That's paper towels.
Okay.
I like that.
You are a Bronny guy.
I know I'm clean.
You are clean.
Fair enough.
Right. So I know that you leave a lot, but I want to say this. I poop at least 3 or 4 times a day.
Are you shitting me?
Literally? Figuratively?
Are you shitting me? No pun intended there. That was great timing.
It was.
You weren't shitting me.
Shit and poop. That synonym, baby.
That is disgusting.
I do. It's a good weight loss supplement for me.
Okay.
That's why I get naked when I, you know.
Dropping the LBs.
Smushing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. I don't know that I poop through. I poop probably twice a day.
Twice a day, that's not bad.
Yeah. Pooping is always like the perfect like setting to like surf Facebook and check statuses.
That's where I get all my reading done.
And watch all the ALS ice bucket challenges.
So many.
I'm so sick of those.
I'm so tired
like,
of them.
Like, I get what they're trying to do, raising awareness and that type of thing. Right. But let's do it in the right way.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Matter of fact, can I give out a challenge right now?
What do you want
to
do?
I'd like to give out an ALS a student debt challenge.
Okay.
I am now calling out officially.
Okay.
Barack Obama. Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah.
Donald Trump.
It's two blacks and a white.
Magic Johnson.
Three blacks.
Bill Gates.
Two whites.
Pay off my student debt for ALS awareness. You have 24 hours.
He will watch so many ALS movies and YouTube videos to make sure that he knows.
Right, right, right. Poop. Do you sweat when you poop?
I sweat like a fucking train.
Gross.
I do. I sweat like, you know, okay, let me just describe my sweatness, okay? Uh-huh. I come out of the bathroom.
Okay.
I look like a marathon runner that never ran a marathon before and just broke every Ethiopian record ever. It's so sweaty.
That is fucking disgusting. I got... I sweat too though, so I empathize
right,
with you.
Right, it's
I
hot. Just
I give poop so much effort.
Right,
like I lose like so many calories that I, and sweat, and right. I kind of have considered bringing in like a Gatorade with me to like refill my electrolytes, that's, so I can finish strong.
That's where I want to do the ALS challenge to wipe myself off.
Have you ever smelled? Because you're married.
I am married.
Have you? So you guys share a bathroom.
We do share a bathroom.
Gross.
I know.
And I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no.
I need an outhouse. 1920 style.
That's such a long time. So you want to share an outhouse with Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday? Yes. All right.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah.
Bush.
Right. Have you ever smelled girls' poop, though?
Never.
Never.
Never. In the 13 years that I've been married. I've not been married for 13 years we've been together.
Uh-huh.
6 months we've been married.
Okay.
Never smelled her poop.
That is incredible.
I know. I'm positive she doesn't poop.
I want to say your wife is a unicorn.
She might be a unicorn.
There's no such thing.
No poop.
No poop. Because I've actually had an ex before.
Okay.
Whom I walked in the bathroom after she pooped.
Ugh. Was it bad?
You would think she was an attractive woman.
Okay.
You would think
she was.
Yeah. You would think pretty women have like a French vanilla scented poop.
Right.
Butterscotch.
Sugar cone.
Yeah.
Right.
That type of thing.
Right.
Nope. You know what it smelled like?
What?
Michael Jackson's autopsy.
It smelled bad.
It was awful. Well, I have a kid.
You do?
Yeah. So obviously I'm very familiar with cleaning up human poop.
Sure. I understand.
And, you know, I do that shit. Well, he's potty trained now.
Right.
Well,
that means you poop a lot, so you poop on the ground and you gotta clean it.
But I remember while me and, like, his mom were still together.
Okay.
She was changing him one time.
Okay.
This actually is more pee than poop. He pooped and pee.
Okay.
She changes him.
Okay.
As she's changing him, mm-hmm. he pisses.
Okay.
All over her face.
Did you laugh?
I said, boy, you're just like your daddy.
The Ignition remix. Okay, one more break.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best selling show.
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume. My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the rant.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Warlife Radio!
So, I guess we're going to end this episode.
Yep.
I feel like it's been solid.
It's ending?
Yeah.
So sad.
All good things come
so
to an end.
So sad, do they?
We'll be back next week.
Yeah. Wait, that's true.
Yeah. But yeah. We're going to do the things that women yell out. when they're about to come, or just during sex.
Women coming, that's just a unicorn.
Yeah, anything coming out of a woman when she's coming sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. For sure.
Except for poop. Do you want to go for, you want me to go first? We're going to do this back and forth thing.
Yeah. You know what? You go first. I want to hear your woman voice first.
Okay, all right.
Mine's bad.
Okay, hold on. Let me get ready.
Yep.
Oh, Ski Ray. Don't come at me. My uncle's coming over tonight.
She called me Ski Ray. Stage name.
Oh, so what?
That
why
was good. That
why,
was like I turned.
Oh, was that good?
Yeah. Why would her uncle need to know, right? So weird. All right, you ready?
Yeah, go.
Idris Elba. You remember from the first episode?
The huge
right?
dick,
the big penis,
big dick.
I mean Mike. Right?
Gold Canyon dick. Gold Canyon candle. I got another one.
All right.
Okay, you want to do the voice?
Oh, God, mine is bad. No, you do it.
Oh, scary. I'm coming. Wait.
Do you like custard?
You know what? Again, your voice is so much better.
It's so
than
good.
So
oh
I want.
God. It's too good. I need to tailor it back a bit.
Yeah, seriously, dude. I want to call you. I want your number.
It's so good. I need to look into that as career.
You know what? I want you to do the voice again.
Okay.
And I'll just say the thing.
I'm gonna do it.
You ready?
Ready.
Go for it.
Oh, Pooty. Oh, Mike.
LOL. Not laugh out loud. LOL.
All right. I see what you did there. I got one. I got one. Are you gonna do the voice for me?
No, you do it. You're just good at it.
Okay, you do it good.
You should do it so good. You suck so good.
Okay.
Oh, scary. Hurry. My husband's pulling up.
Never.
Don't do that. It sucks. You got one?
Breaking up marriages. Go ahead. Yep, I got one.
You want me? Okay,
yep,
go.
Do it.
Oh, the voice.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Mike.
Fire in the hole. You notice my women have very deep voices after that?
Fire in the hole.
It's disgusting.
Oh, I just thought of a good
one. I got a good one, too. Are we saving the best for last year?
I got two more.
Two more? Okay, you know what? You go first. Yep.
Okay. I'm...
Ski Ray. Ouch. Don't touch my sore.
Herpes.
I thought you said sword.
No.
I was like, sword.
I feel like the same women that have swords have sores. So it's the same.
Transsexuals.
Okay, give me the girl voice.
Okay.
Oh, Mike.
I can't wait to have your abortion.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I
want scrambled eggs. Salsa.
All right. Okay. You have one more?
I'm good. I'm done.
Oh, this is a good one to end on.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
You ready?
Yep.
Scary.
Oh, this feels so much better now that I'm a boy. Dick joke.
Penises.
Fantastic. Well, you know what? I'm fucking tired. I haven't slept all day.
Well, we stayed up. We had that garage sale.
We did have the garage sale. So I think now's it's about that time.
About that time. All right. That's it.
That is it.
You know what?
What?
Tell me you got a motorcycle.
I did, actually.
You did.
I recently got a motorcycle, so all of our fans, be sure to get as much deep V as you can, because I'm pretty sure my life expectancy, I just cut that shit in half. So,
in a third.
Right. I won't be here much longer, so nope. Get this shit while you can.
Right.
Shout out to everybody following us. Everybody go follow morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Look us up on iTunes.
iTunes.
Just look up Deep V.
Please, Deep V.
Please. Follow us on Facebook. You can just look up Deep V.
That's it.
Instagram is...
Official Deep V.
Official Deep V. And then you can go ahead and email us.
Email us, you hate us. I don't care.
Yeah, officialdeepv@gmail.com. And the one we always forget, follow us on Twitter.
That's right.
At official Deep V.
Correct.
The tweeter.
We are. For some reason, we're getting so many followers for that.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
People know us. We have many leather-bound books. So.
We're the tweet machines. Right.
Hey, Royce, give them some Pete. We out of here.
All right.
Make it so.